Rob Patrick has to help feed his pets. It takes about 100,000 pounds of raw meat a year. Of course, these are no ordinary animals, and they are not truly his pets, but animals that need a safe home. It's an intriguing sanctuary, and we go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Well, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Come on.
Today's
come
a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
drop it down. We know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
The National Tiger Sanctuary near Branson, Missouri, cares for big cats that need a home. Some come from owners who can no longer care for them. Others arrive here due to illegal activity.
We have two cats that were confiscated in a shopping mall that they were going to be sold to some Mexicans that were going to take them across the border. And who knows what, they might have wound up meeting their demise and being sold, parted out for the exotic animal trade.
Rob Patrick says tiger parts may be smuggled out of the country for high dollars. There are others seeking to get live cats illegally.
Drug dealers love to have big cats around. That's one of the common things with them. So there's no telling what they would have done with those cubs, but we wound up with them. We don't always know the background of a cat. We just know the last place we got them from.
This is truly a sanctuary. While visitors can take paid tours, access is limited, and that makes the experience different than most other places.
A lot of zoos you just walk through, and you'll see the cats at the back of their habitat. Well, here, these cats are typically coming up close to you, and they're ready to play, and they kind of get geared towards, okay, we'll rest now. You know, a lot of big cats rest up to 18 hours a day.
The 81-acre facility currently cares for 20 cats. They need almost 100,000 pounds of raw meat per year to feed them.
We have four Walmart supercenters that donate food for the sell-by dates where they've reached a maturity they're going to. And so we pick up that food.
Plus Tyson donates chicken. There is a huge need to care for unwanted cats or those who have been confiscated due to illegal activity. This is one of the places caring for those animals and educating the public about cats and the environment. Traveling the countryside near Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.